Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Yes, indeed, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I want to say, you know, this is so absolutely awesome to be back in this Thursday spot. This is where the Dr. Pat Show originally started, as crust-busting your way to an awesome life. And it is in this Thursday, 8 a.m. Pacific time spot, that we got launched. And many of you have heard the story of how that happened. You know, the day that I transposed the telephone number and happened to dial in to Voice America looking for a man by the name of Tracy, got a woman by the name of Tacy, who is my senior executive producer today. But, you know, that's then, this is now. Now we are on over 13 hours of live radio a week. We are podcast in close to double of those numbers on many stations across the world, and we are 5 days a week in Australia. And people say, how did that happen in such a short period of time? You're not a radio personality. By the way, what was your daytime job? And, you know, none of that matters, and it doesn't matter from the perspective of, you know, did I say yes, did I say no? It matters from the story of the life's journey. What is it we experience? What do we do? How do we make life show up in the ways we want? I got to tell you, my guest today is all about that. You know, he is someone that knows what it's like to be looking at an empty cup. And today, he is someone, actually one of the leaders in the field of human potential. I am so thrilled to be introducing all of you to Keurig Ashley. Joining me here today, fabulous book that we'll talk about today, How Would Love Respond? I love that. But mostly, you're going to hear about the power, the passion, the purpose, and the transformation of his life and how he now helps others change theirs. So this is a show, fasten your seatbelts, in the spirit that we are accustomed to of living life full out. Keurig, thank you so much for joining the show today. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pat. I am honored and thrilled, and I'm a big fan, and it's just amazing technology, because I'm actually talking to you from the Sunshine Coast of Australia, so it's fantastic.
It is fantastic, and, you know, what I love about what I do, and I'm sure, you know, you'll get this, is that I get to talk with so many people that not only have incredible stories, but you're someone that could have gone through your life events and kind of sat there and did nothing. And I wanted to ask you, in a way, to share this with our listeners. Here you are. You're not only a best-selling author, but you have traveled the world. You're someone that went from close to being homeless, if not homeless. And now you are out in the world helping so many people. What challenges, what obstacles did you have to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Well, I've actually been homeless numerous times.
Uh-huh.
You know, there's actually a good story in my book where I talk about John Travolta actually coming to pick me up for dinner when I was living in my car.
Mm.
Even coming to Australia 11 years ago, the company that brought me here didn't pay me for over a year and left me stranded living in a sheep shearer shed in a little country town in New South Wales. So I was really $20 away from being homeless in two countries because I couldn't even afford to fly back to the States to be homeless in. And you know, so it's been quite challenging in that regard. And then also, I used to be an actor in Hollywood, and I've done 38 films. And I was doing a film with Chuck Norris called Delta Force 2 in 1989. And we were filming in the Philippines. And during the course of the filming, I survived a helicopter crash, and five of my friends died, and my best friend died in my arms on the way to the hospital as I was giving him CPR. So, you know, that put my life into a very emotional tailspin, and I spent 2 years with a gun in my mouth and drugs up my nose and severe, you know, depression and things like that. So I definitely know what the dark side looks like.
Yeah, and you know, isn't that funny? You can make that statement and then chuckle right after that. I mean,
well, it's what I mean. You know, life has never been fair, Dr. Pat.
Right.
You know, it doesn't turn out the way that it should for any of us. And once you get over that it's not fair, all of a sudden, you know, life gets a little easier because you quit trying to make it something that it's never going to be. It turns out the way that it does. That's what happens with life. And now it comes down to what are you going to do with it is going to create the life that you get.
And that's really the basis of this show and this conversation because, you know, what are we going to do? I mean, you know, what is our lives truly about? And I wanted to ask you, you know, that's just a snippet. The book covers a wide range of stories that you tell, but mostly they're stories about overcoming fear, stepping into a place where you can recognize the power and the truth of who you are. And, you know, you start right out of the gate talking about life doesn't turn out the way it should. But when you look back at this, Kirk, and we think about life doesn't turn out the way it should, would you have created a different platform, a different blueprint for yourself?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, I honestly, you know, I mean, I look back at my life, Dr. Pat, and I realize that, you know, everything that's been in it has gotten me to right where I am, which is where I've always dreamed about being. I literally wake up every day at 4 a.m. and pinch myself, you know, in awe at the life that I have. So, I, you know, all those things had value in my life. Yet, if I could have chose another way to get here, you know, I would have certainly done that. You know, but if you want to make God laugh, you'll tell him your plans. You know, it doesn't always work out the way that you want. And, you know, I believe you always get what you ask for, and it doesn't always come in the package that you thought it was supposed to show up in. And that's really what happened in my life. If I could choose not losing five of my friends to learn the same lessons,
yep,
of course I would have taken another path, but that's not the way it works. So.
Well, you know, I, first of all, let me congratulate you on the book, because I love the book. I love the book. How Would Love Respond is the book. My very special guest today is, Keurig Ashley. And one of the things that I want to say to everyone is, you know, how would love respond? How would love respond? Boy, if we were to take that question, Keurig, and put it in every moment that we step into a place of uncertainty, what would the world be like? And I wanted to ask you, you know, the title of the book itself, what was it that drew you, called to you to write this book?
Well, it's kind of a unique question because writing is not actually my natural talent. I mean, it was actually quite challenging for me because I've tried to write two other books before this, and both times I was numerous chapters into writing it, and I just got overwhelmed and, you know, kind of wrote myself into a direction I didn't know how to get out of, and
yeah,
wound up giving, you know, giving up. And but I really didn't want to die with my music in me, so to speak. So I decided that I was going to, you know, get back on a horse and try again. I decided to get myself some more education, so I started studying a little bit and you know, reading books on writing. I wound up hiring a woman who could teach me how to structure a little bit, and then, you know, I started going again. Well, I thought that the book was going to take me about 3 months to write just because I thought, well, if I just write what I do in my workshops, hey, there I go, I'm done. But the challenge with that is that only 7% of your communication is the words that you use when you're verbal. The rest is, you know, your inflection and tonality and pausing and all that stuff. And I quickly found out that if you want to make a dramatic pause when you're writing a book, you can't leave a long blank space, you know?
So, no.
You know, so anyways, I kept going, and it took me actually 4 years to write the book, and it was about the follow-through. And, you know, it's the same thing that I've taught my whole life, and that is the fortunes and the follow-through. And so I stayed with it this time, and I went through the challenging parts, and I went through the parts where you have, you know, writer's block, and people go, hey, did you ever get writer's block? And I said, yes. And they go, well, what do you do? And I go, you keep writing, because that keeps you from having writer's block. Just keep writing. And sure enough, 4 years later, and I'm so thrilled because it literally went bestseller overnight, and, you know, I got testimonials from Anthony Robbins and all these wonderful people raving about the book, and it's numbing, it's humbling to feel that it's my book and how wonderful people are receiving it, and certainly the comments we're getting. But I'm not really sure I wrote it, Dr. Pat. I have a feeling it just kind of came through me this time, and it was just something that I was destined to have to do.
I totally get what you're saying because, you know, this is really, and I want to talk with you about this, when you say that you weren't sure it was you writing the book, that it came through you, you know, you actually write about that in the book, and you know, this is what I love that you're talking about. You know, we truly can be magnificent in so many ways, and, you know, actually, thank you for sharing that because I'm encouraged because I've had two starts with writing two books, and I'm on my third now, and neither one of those got out of the gate. And you know, sometimes we just feel it's not right. Sometimes we have to go through the process of learning in many, many ways. And I wanted to ask you the title of the book, How Would Love Respond? Out of all the titles you could have picked for this book, and you know, as I've gone through and I've read it, there would be many. That title, for me, struck such a chord, and I wanted to ask you, how did that come to you?
Well, uniquely, I had to go up against quite a few people to keep that title because there was people along the way who didn't like that I was starting a book with a title that was a question.
Yep.
And I said, it doesn't matter, it's got to be there because it was the title that actually wrote the book. It was the beginning of the whole book was the title. And what it came down to was that, you know, you think about personal power, so to speak, you know, and that the most powerful force of the universe is love. And, you know, even I'm not a religious person, yet the Bible says that God is love. And so that's the most powerful force. And you also think about, you know, that the people who've created the best rewards in life, the most amazing accomplishments, have done it for love. You know, so it's the love of their partner or the love of their country or their cause or mankind. And that's what, you know, gets people to go beyond their normal way of participating to produce something just amazing, you know. And then the formula for creation is thoughts into actions produce results. So it's quite basic that way. So the most powerful thought you can have is who do you say that you are, known as your identity. And so when those two things came together in my mind, you know, that I am love, because that's the identity of love. And again, as not being a religious person, Mary Magdalene had written some scripture about Jesus Christ, and she actually calls him the love. She doesn't call him the Messiah. She doesn't call him God. She says the love.
Yes.
And I thought, well, how would love respond? I mean, if you identified yourself as love, you know, how would you respond differently to, let's say, being poor? You know, would you, if you really, really loved yourself, would you ever allow yourself to stay poor again and struggle? Or would you not fulfill your wildest grand dream goals? And would you smoke cigarettes? And would you rip somebody else off in business or, you know, anything like that? And you thought, no, because you really came from that place of unconditional love. You would want it always to be a win-win situation. And so I started working on that with myself, and I realized that everything that happens in this planet that's a problem, that's a challenge, really comes down to a self-love issue. Because if you really, really love yourself, you wouldn't be, you know, people wouldn't allow themselves to be out of shape or sick or wouldn't smoke cigarettes or abuse drugs or alcohol, and they certainly wouldn't allow themselves to stay poor anymore or lonely. So once we really build up our own self-love, it's amazing at the level you start participating in life.
What I love this. I love this conversation. We're going to take a short break, everyone. Very special guest today, international bestseller Keurig Ashley joining me here. Peak performance coach, Life Success Club coach, international speaker, best-selling author, world record holder, and much more. When we return from the break, we're going to be talking about something I'm totally jazzed about. One of the many things that Keurig identifies in his book is 10 guaranteed ways to be happy and stay happy. This book has received rave reviews from some of my friends, and we want to make sure that you have lots of information about Keurig and about the book. The website is howwouldlove.com. howwouldlove.com. How would love respond? Do you have a situation in your life right now? Is there something that's going on that's stopping you from living life full out? Well, today we're going to address it right here on the Dr. Pat Show. Let's take a short break, everyone. When we come back, we're going to be kicking it up with those 10 ways that Keurig outlines in his book. And Peggy McCall, my friend, New York Times bestselling author, says, you will not be able to put this book down. Not only do I say that, More importantly, you will want to carry this book around with you to remind you of how powerful you truly are. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Discover what the meaning behind sacred spiritual space is and how it can be a healing part of your garden or home environment. Mary Fonts, registered nurse and landscape specialist, teaches about using nature, artifacts, healing energy, and angel readings to create sacred space. A spiritual garden offers methodologies that bring peace and healing to your special place. Call 508-339-5444 and visit aspiritualgarden.com. That's aspiritualgarden.com.
Visit the premier online store where science and spirit unite. Shop consciously, explore new ideas, and connect with your world at bleepstore.com. Find the latest in spiritual and documentary films, green living products, and online articles. Dr. Pat listeners receive 10% off with coupon code Dr. Pat. That's D-R-P-A-T at checkout. Go to the drpatshow.com and click on Bleep Store to start your experience. The drpatshow.com.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Are you one of the millions of overweight people who haven't succeeded on low-fat or low-calorie diets? They're too hard, aren't they? To be successful, you have to change your mind about dieting. Get the sugar out, put fat back in, eat yourself thin. I'm Karen Bentley. My Sugar-Free Miracle Diet makes weight loss easy, inevitable, sustainable. Go to sugarfreemiracle.com. That's sugarfreemiracle.com. This is the solution you've been looking for.
Want to change your life in as little as 60 days guaranteed? And do you want to save money while doing it? Join the thousands of people who have already experienced the Phenomenal Memory online course that'll change your life guaranteed. Having a phenomenal memory is not a gift, it is a skill. A skill that you can master in as little as 60 days. Just imagine how your life would change if you suddenly had the ability to memorize entire books. Listeners of the Dr. Pat Show save $75 on the e-course. So visit pmemory.net and download The Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory e-book and find out more about this special offer. That's pmemory.net, and that's a P as in phenomenal. pmemory.net.
Stay informed. Sign up for the Dr. Pat Show weekly newsletter to find out about giveaways, extraordinary interviews, workshops, special events, and more. Go to the drpatshow.com to sign up for the newsletter now.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. You know, people ask me, how do I get so fired up doing my shows and living my life? Well, you know, kind of similar to my guest today, we know what it's like to be on the bottom. And we don't like it. We don't like being on the bottom. And what does it mean to be on the bottom, to bottom out, to, you know, whatever the language is. Honestly speaking, there are a lot of ways it can happen. Our commitment, or my commitment, and I'm sure, you know, my guest, Tarik Ashley's commitment, is to help you have the tools so that you may not necessarily have to hit bottom in order for you to live your best life. That's why we've created Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover. And I want to share with you that we're featuring this around the 4th of July because this is Independence Day for you. The makeover is a body, mind, spirit makeover. It's from the inside out. And part of this is going to be able to not only help the people we select, but help everyone that listens to the Dr. Pat Show. We're setting up teleseminars. We're going to provide something that is going to help the masses not just learn conceptually, but how to take you step by step. We have had people show up to provide services, to provide products for the people that are selected, because this is how you create a ripple effect. This is how you help others. Keurig Ashley, the author of How Would Love Respond, knows a ton about this. And if you happen to rise up from the bottom, what do you think your responsibility is? Keurig, I need to ask you that question, and welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me. Well, I believe your responsibility is that you have to give it forward, and you have to extend your hand to someone else, because as human beings, we are designed to interact with each other. The worst punishment you can give another human being is actually called solitary confinement. That's how we punish hardened criminals who are misbehaving in prison. So, you know, and it's that punishing that they don't want to be put there either. And so we're supposed to interact. And my whole life has been a series of some, you know, people who believed in me, who extended their hand to help me up through all kinds of different means. One of them is a famous movie director named John Herzfeld. When I was 18 years old, you know, he saw me and forced me to look up vocabulary words and forced me to read Think and Grow Rich. And still to this day, he's one of my very best friends and is so blown away that from a guy who, when he met me, had never read a book to now being an international bestseller. So it's everybody needs help, and so my life has been about extending myself to other people, and I believe that when we do that, we take responsibility for making the world a better place.
Absolutely, and you know, one of the things that I love is, first of all, I want to tell you that I love the way you've written the book. You know, the stories in here are so, it's amazing, compelling, heartbreaking, and yet renewing, all at the same time. And you know, I don't know if that was your intention to do it, but as we go through what you talk about, and what you talk about in the work that you do in your seminars, in your workshops, I mean, this is about providing people with the tools, the inspiration for them to take the next step. What do you think, Keurig, is the most challenging aspect that people are facing right now today, and what would you say to them to move beyond it?
Well, Dr. Pat, the thing that I'm seeing worldwide, because I work in 14 countries now and I do about 400,000 miles on the road every year, is that, you know, first people are starting to lose hope. You know, they bought into the disempowering stories about how, you know, you can't make it and how tough it is and how it's easy to fail and only special people make it and, you know, succeed and all those things. And it's just, you know, the hope, like here in Australia, we have the highest youth suicide rate of any country per capita in the world, which makes no sense considering that it's a wonderful country, it's a peaceful country, there's no, you know, no gang members and drive-by shootings and those kinds of things, I mean, not really to speak of. But it's because the young people here have lost hope because housing prices have gone up so dramatically and fuel and all these things. And young people are saying, I couldn't afford it the way it was before. There's no way I'll be able to afford it now, so let's have a good party and leave a good-looking corpse on the way out. And it's really what's happening with a lot of people. And part of this is all based in what I call disempowering stories. Those are the things that we start saying to ourselves that literally steal our power away from us. They get us stuck in what I call drama glue. You know, you start feeling bad, and it starts paralyzing you from taking action about how this happened in my past and how I'll never try it again, and I failed here, and this and that, and it gets you stuck. And it, you know, when we stop telling those disempowering stories, first we stop reliving that negative experience. And yet, if we start telling empowering stories, we start becoming visionaries, and then we start moving towards creating that visionary that vision into being a reality. And that's the difference.
I love what you just said. You know, talk about, from your experience, talk about how important it is to have a vision, but more importantly, a focus.
Well, every great achiever who's ever achieved anything amazing in life has always been a visionary. They've seen it before anybody else can see it, before it's been there, and they see it so clear in their head that they can now start to paint the picture so others can see that vision, and that's when you start getting people on board. And it's very easy to get people on board when you are going for something grand in your life and you have a passion for it, because people want to make their life count for something, so they'll go after something grand with you. And, you know, when you're passionate, they'll be passionate. Yet if you're not passionate, there's no way anybody else will be passionate. So those are really two key ingredients, is to have a vision and be very passionate about achieving that vision and then getting other people on board to help you out with that. And you have to stay focused. So as an example, in 1998, I broke the world's record for the longest firewalk in history. I did 266 feet of 1,200-degree coals. Now, that was just about holding on to your focus longer. So, you know, people have done firewalks at Tony Robbins seminars and certainly in my programs, but those are like, you know, 5 feet, 6 feet, 10 feet maybe, you know, maybe even 50 feet. But when you're going to go 266 feet, it's just about holding your focus longer, because if you can do it that, like you can stay focused on your goal and not get distracted, you'll achieve your goal. You have so many people that are like a shotgun approach. They have a little bit of energy over here, and then they're over here, and then they're doing that, and they lose focus. So those two things are very important, is to be a visionary and stay focused on the vision, and you'll start moving towards it.
You know, I want to ask you, Ashley, you know, Keurig, that one of the things you talk about, and honestly, I've never really heard it talked about this way, and I would love for you to share it. You say utilize the law of relativity to your advantage. Yeah. My gosh, how brilliant.
The law of relativity is quite simple. It says that nothing in the universe is big or small, good or bad, until you compare it up against something else. So it's all in relation to each other. And so, you know, so many people, again, they look at their careers or they look at their lives and they start comparing themselves against other people or situations that make them feel bad. So they go, oh, look at how big he is and how successful he is and I'll never make it and those kinds of things. Or, you know, they'll look at their situation as being the worst it's ever been, and my doctor says I have the worst case of this and it's the deadliest disease, and all those things make you feel bad and certainly disempowered and weak. Yet if you use the law in another fashion, it will start to make you feel good. So instead of comparing your life against other people who, you know, maybe have succeeded greater than you, you know, look at people that you've done better than. Not in an egotistical way, just to get you to feel good about your sense of accomplishment. Because when we feel better, we think better, and when we think better, we take better actions, and those better actions will start to produce better results for us. So that's why we want to use the law in a way that supports us instead of cripples us.
I love what you're talking about. I want to mention to everyone, this is for me, this is a very, very important show we're doing here today. Yeah, I love that Keurig Ashley is joining us here. The book, How Would Love Respond, is absolutely fabulous. The website, howwouldlove.com, howwouldlove.com, that's the place to go. There's lots of information. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Keurig about one of what I think is very, very important to kickstart things, and that is, what is it that we need to do with those stories that we tell about the gloom and doom in our life? How can we move beyond them? Why is it important to do that? And what is empowerment anyway? Well, this is a fabulous show. If you're ready to live life full out, as we said, our theme this year is Get Out of the Gate in 2008. We have committed to helping you do that. Today's show is over the top. Let's take a short break. When we come back, my very special guest today, Keurig Ashley, the book is fabulous, and we're going to help you move beyond the beyond. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
News. Opinion.
Can you hear me?
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, relaxing on a Nile cruise, and exploring the sacred temples. For travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt in October. Call for information at 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
The year 2012 and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Alice has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
Do you want a better relationship, to achieve outstanding business and career goals, or to improve your health and fitness? You have the answers. All the power you need is within you. Personal transformation is about a solid foundation in the workings of the conscious and unconscious mind, with a seminar or training that gets you high and keeps you there. Contact the Empowerment Partnership and unlock your hidden potential. Call 1-800-800-MIND or visit NLP.com. Whatever you think you are, you're more than that.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
People want three things when they build and plan for retirement. The most amount of money for the longest amount of time with the least amount of risk. Now, I'm sure you currently have a 401k or an IRA of some kind. However, there are five things that can wipe out your current retirement plan, like disability, market loss, taxes, litigation, and premature death. Call today to find out how our retirement plan is protected from these five financial storms. And remember, retirement planning should come with a peace of mind, not uncertainty. So call 888-252-3083 or visit debt-free.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. My very special guest today, Keurig Ashley, joining me here. And the book, beyond being a book that, of course, international bestseller, How Would Love Respond? This is a book about amazing true story, about wisdom, about life accomplishment, and about continuing to pay it forward to help others. And we're going to be sharing not only how you let go of disempowering stories, but most importantly, you know, what does somebody do with their lives? How do you let go of those stories and create new ones? And, you know, let me just say this. Thank you for joining us here today. There's so much we can talk about. I wanted to address this issue of telling disempowering stories because your life right now, what you're giving back, how you're helping other people, how you're helping young people, could not happen without letting go of those things that don't serve you. And I wanted to ask you about disempowering stories and what you can say to our listeners to shift from that same old crust is what I call it, to this place where you not only can help yourself, but you can help others.
Well, the disempowering stories, I mean, it basically is, you know, if it doesn't serve you, then you shouldn't say it anymore, and that's pretty basic. And for a lot of people, they're so busy telling about their life story, about how they've been a rape victim or incest survivor, or parents were alcoholics, or came from a bad neighborhood, or, you know, because people rarely tell the good stories of their past, you know, because there's no drama in that. So they're so busy telling the disempowering stories, those drama stories of how bad it was and the pain and the gloom and the doom and the struggle and the, all those things. The challenge with that is that, first, for most people, there is no life in their life story. There's just story. And every time you tell the story, you relive the experience in your mind. It plays like a videotape with all the emotions and all the experience connected to it. And so those people are going through the pain over and over and over again. Yet the more times it goes through that, the brain creates more and more brain cells with that videotape on it. So now it becomes a stronger and stronger version of it. And it makes us weaker and weaker and more stuck if we keep doing that. And so the key is just to let it go and stop telling the stories. I mean, never again to anybody. Not to yourself, not to anybody. Just let it go. And pretty soon it becomes like footprints in sand where it just gets worn away. And then hold yourself to the standard where you're going to tell the great stories of your life and the times when you did make accomplishment and the times when you did go beyond your fear and your doubt and your insecurity and you did something great. We all have those stories. And so when you start telling those stories, they make you feel better. And those feeling better, we're going to act better, which is going to produce a better result. You know, a great example, Dr. Pat, is that, you know, 3 years ago I was asked to, I was in the States doing a 10-city seminar tour, and somebody asked me to speak at a junior high school in Ohio. And I had no idea anything about the school. And by the time I got there, it was a gang member, prostitution, you know, bad neighborhood. And it turns out that there's a 100% dropout rate at this school.
Wow.
You know, 12 kids made it into high school within seven years, and none of them graduated. And people, you know, everybody there is telling me, hey, you're just giving them a little motivational speech because they're not going to do anything, they're not going anywhere, this is the real truth. And I said, wait a minute, I don't buy into that story. And so from the stage, I made these kids an offer, and I said, look, I'm going to create a program for you guys that free of charge, but you have to show up. And you show up every week for the next 4 years. I'll have coaches facilitating it. You stay in school and you get the grades. I'll pay for 4 years of university for you out of my own pocket. Well, for the kids who took me up on the offer that day, now, not all of them did it, because, again, a lot of them tell themselves the story that this is a scam and it's not going to happen, blah, blah, blah. Well, anyways, for the kids who took me up on it, we have a 100% success rate. I got kids on the honor roll. I got two kids who just got scholarships, and next year they actually all graduate, and we'll be putting them through university. And because of that, now I'm going to be globalizing this program and taking it around the world, and every kid will have the opportunity to not only go in the program for free, but also have 4 years of ongoing support absolutely free. And I'm doing it for the adults as well, because adults are kids that just grew up. So I'm going to give any adult the same opportunity to go through the program for absolutely free, and we're going to be going to city after city and doing it.
Well, I love what you're sharing. I mean, people have said to us, you know, you could get away with doing the holistic makeover and not adding the component of paying it forward. And you know what my response to them was, Jurek? Why would I do that? Why would I do that? Why would I create a program to help people transform without having in there that there is a ripple effect and how they can help others? Don't you find, and thank you so much for sharing this. I mean, I love what you just said. Coming from, you know, an inner street community myself, I know what it's like. And to have someone like yourself show the door, show where the door is, so that these kids can open it up, is truly a blessing. But, you know, you wrote the book on How Would Love Respond. And so this is your response and demonstration on How Would Love Respond, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's, well, you know, even the youth that are in the program right now, they have to do community service in order to be a part of the program. That's one of the criteria, because if you want value in life, you have to add value, because that's called the law of circulation. And so it has to be to pay it forward, Dr. Pat, and that's why I love what your concept is of doing this makeover, this holistic makeover, because if you study people like Richard Branson and Bill Gates and Bono and, you know, Mr. Buffett and all these other people, you'll notice that they give it away. And they always have been. and actually all great achievers, all those great leaders again, you know, a lot of them did it silently. Also, I have friends like, you know, I've been friends with Sylvester Stallone since the early 80s and John Travolta, and they're actually very charitable people who give things and they don't ever talk about it because it's not about the advertisement. It's about taking the action. And that's what's made them so successful because they understand you have to, you know, participate in the law of circulation if you want your life to be full and abundant.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that you talk about in the book and shows up in everything you do is, you know, how, and this is just what I've picked from the book, I'm really struck by how many times you share your fear. And you do it in a lot of different ways. But you don't do it in a way where you dwell on that thing. You're sharing about different points in time where you could have actually stopped. And I wanted to ask you, fear is a word right now that is being used everywhere. People don't even understand how it became so prominent in our society. Do you believe that it is showing up for us to achieve a greater good? Or is it showing up to really separate people into a place of distinction?
Well, fear is, it's not good or bad. It mm-hmm. just comes down to what do you do with that fear. I mean, the funny part is if you go to an amusement park and you get off a roller coaster that wasn't very scary, we go, oh, that was garbage. That was terrible. You know, what a waste of a ride. Then you get on one that your hair stands on end and you're screaming and you know, you're in fear for your life and you get off and go, oh my God, that was fantastic. Let's get back on again. So it's funny, then when you experience fear then, now it's in the, you know, it's an exciting thing. It's something that you want. Then for people who go through life, you know, something that doesn't turn out the way they thought it would turn out or they have some fear about doing something new, for most people it paralyzes them. Well, I say is, you know, yes, I have fear, and I have doubt, and I have insecurity, and I'm loaded with it. Matter of fact, I've been a skydiver, and I've done 115 skydives, and I got to say is every time that I get in a plane, I'm terrified. Yet that's what makes skydiving so exciting. And it's the day that you don't have any fear for skydiving that you might want to hang up your gear, because that's when people start doing dangerous things to try to get that feeling back, that excitement back. And so it's about taking that fear and using it to drive you forward. So as an example, Dr. Pat, is, you know, I watched my father go into retirement after being the hardest working man I've ever met. You know, and he was Mr. Integrity. And he promised me that if you worked hard and you kept your nose to the grindstone, that there'd be rewards for you at the end of your life, you know. And there wasn't for my dad. All he got for hard work was a hard life. And he wound up with not much financial rewards or enjoyment in his retirement years and wound up dying, struggling. And so because of that fear of me winding up like my dad, that's what really propelled me into creating myself to being financially free. So see, I use that fear as something to propel me forward instead of something that holds me back. And that's why it's a choice. You have to check in and say, how can I use this to move me forward instead of, you know, am I going to let this cripple me and paralyze me?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. And, you know, this is a fabulous, fabulous show. My very special guest today, Keurig Ashley, joining us here on the Dr. Pat Show. The website is howwoodlove.com or keurigashley.com. We're going to take a short break. We have got so much to cover. This is such a fabulous, fabulous conversation. But most importantly, we're providing you with insight. We're providing you with ways for you to step up your life, not tomorrow, but right now. When we return, we're going to be addressing or sharing the 7 essential ingredients for creating holistic life success. But I'm going to be asking Keurig, what do you mean by holistic? So important. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your questions. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Would you like one of the most rewarding sales jobs of your life? The Dr. Pat Show has rapidly grown into a number one talk radio show, hailed for its remarkable guests, sponsors with integrity, and amazing listeners. Dr. Pat is in search of a creative, self-starting, energetic person to join the marketing team. If you're interested in helping to promote and sustain the Dr. Pat Show, submit your resume to pat@thedrpatshow.com. This is your opportunity to make a difference in the world.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear. Face everything and rejoice. Call 888-842-2008 or visit juliethong.com. Are you starting a new business, signing a contract, or launching a new website or business product? Certified business and personal astrologer Madeline Gerwick uses good timing to give you the ideal time to start your new business venture. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com or call 877-524-8300. Attain higher business success and better return on resources with good timing. Visit PolarisBusinessGuides.com.
Is one of your loved ones in crisis, or would you like to empower your family to prevent a crisis from occurring? Crisis Intervention Coaching has a goal to empower every family to overcome any challenge with education, strategy development, and ongoing support. Take the first step to create workable solutions and empower your family today. Visit crisisinterventioncoaching.com or call the 24-hour hotline at 888-592-8400.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. SmallBizSherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in your brain firing really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Everyone, checking out the website, How Would Love Respond? Fabulous. And as a matter of fact, one of the things I love on this website, besides the book, there is this incredible screensaver that you could get. I love this. I love the pictures. I love the message. I love what my guest is all about. Turek Ashley joining me here today. When you read his book, you will get a sense of why this man is one of the most sought-after people in the field of human potential. But more importantly, once you experience his seminars, you experience what he is doing to help so many people, you just heard a brief story about how he is helping our youth. We can't wait for him to take this on the road and come to the various cities where we broadcast, because we're going to be right there with him. You know, Keurig, thank you for joining us here today. Before the break, I mentioned the seven essential ingredients for creating holistic life success. Let's stop for a minute and let's talk about this idea of holistic life success, because the makeover that we're doing is called the body, mind, spirit, the holistic makeover, not just your average day. We're going to throw some makeup on you and cut your hair.
Well, holistic just means totality, the entire you. So I talk about holistic success. This means having success in all areas of your life, because really, what's the point of being rich if someone's sick? Or what's the point of being wealthy if you're lonely? So So it's really about having everything that you want in your life, because that's true fulfillment. And, you know, everything in this life that we have or we experience is all borrowed. We got to give it all back. So while you're here, borrow as many experiences as you possibly can get in all areas, so that you walk away and you said, you know, this life was an amazing journey, you know. Mm. And so, like, if the Creator went to take me today, I am certainly ready to go. I'm at peace with it all. Now, it doesn't mean I'm not going to put up a little fight, because I really do love life. And yet, if I know this is it, this is the end of it, I have no complaints. I've had an amazing life, and my life has been filled with trying as many new adventures as I possibly can. And that goes back to having fear and uncertainty and doubt. Is we all have it. Everybody has it. I mean, Tony Robbins has it, and Elvis had it, and all these big movie stars I've worked with and know have it, and everybody has it. So what? It's just, as we look at everybody else, they all seem comical and collective, and we can't figure out why we're so turbulent and scared inside. But we all are. Great. And your parents are even are. All of our parents are. And it comes down to, what are you going to do with that? Is going to, again, create the life that you get out of it. And I say go for it in all areas of your life, and don't skimp on anything.
You know, I could listen to you forever, actually, because, you know, what you're doing is of such service. And you know what I love about this? You know, you and I sit here because, and I said this earlier, and I want to get back to it sort of to close the loop. We know what it's like to pretty much be at rock bottom, whatever our individual stories are. We know what that's like. And one of the things that people love to hear about right now are people that hope, inspiration, and action. And I want to ask you about the action part, because you're not just about talking to people about passion, about hope. You're also about helping people take that next step. That's what you did with the kids. Yeah. What can we say to our listeners today to, you know, to help them get out of the gate?
Well, the best thing, Dr. Pat, is that, you know, it's to first change our mindset from thinking that, you know, in order to have this life that I've dreamed about, that, oh, you know, Keurig, that Mr. Positive guy's talking about, is, you know, that you have to totally revamp your whole life, which is actually not accurate. The difference between a gold medal and fourth place at the Olympics is actually 1/100th of a second difference in time. So what I'm communicating is that from where people want to be to where they are is not actually as far away as they think that it is. It's actually that little incremental step, and then you create what I call CDI, which is consistent daily improvement, where you know, you just ask yourself, you know, how can I make this better, or how can I improve myself, like in my relationship or in my health and fitness or in my finances? And if you worked on that just that little bit, even if it's like 1% a day, over a year, that's 365% improvement. Imagine having a 365% improvement on your finances and your bank account. Well, that's amazing. That's huge. And then you start compounding that year after year after year. We don't even recognize yourself. The person I am today, I'm in awe with the life that I get to live, because I was homeless, and I have, you know, attempted suicide numerous times, and had been a drug addict and smoked cigarettes and been where it's so dark it doesn't even seem like there is a light anymore. People have asked me, can you go any farther down? I said, well, yeah, 6 feet, but I didn't really, you know, it's not something I really want to try just yet. And so it's about just those incremental improvements start compounding on top of each other, and life transforms beyond your wildest dreams. Again, you're going to have to let go of those disempowering stories that it can't happen for you, and, you know, I got kids, and I already got this, and I got debt. You got to let go of that and say, okay, how can I make this better? How can I look at this in an empowering way? Certainly, what am I grateful for? Because we all look at how lucky we are, all of a sudden we feel great and we go, you know what, this has been a blessed life. Now, what's the next step for me? And let's start moving towards it. Because the world's actually full of educated derelicts, Dr. Pat. Most people know what to do. Most people aren't doing what they know. And the funniest part is libraries are filled with millions of free books so you can change your life in every area, but I've never seen a million people in the library reading those books.
Well, you know, you touched on a number of really important things, and I love how we're winding this show up today. You talked about two things that I wanted to address with you, and that is gratitude and forgiveness, which you talk about in the book. You know, as we close this, let me thank you so much for joining us here today. And I wanted to ask you, gratitude, forgiveness, and your personal message for everyone today, what is the essence of what we can share with our listeners for their rest of their lives?
Well, forgiveness, very quickly, you know, Dr. Pat, is, you know, the last chapter of my book is called A Funny Thing Happened on the Way
yes.
to the Publisher.
Yes.
I got hit with another... I'm not going to spoil it for the people who want to read it.
Right.
I got hit with another catastrophe just before my book was went to print, and I had to use my own book to turn my life around again. And people read it, and they go, oh, my God, this guy's... He really lives this stuff. And I said, yeah, I had to read my own book to turn my life around again. And I guess the message that I'd like to leave with everybody is just to remind everyone that we are all going to be dead forever. We're not coming back. Now, there's another place we go to, but coming back in this form as this person for this experience, that's a one-time ride. And so while we're here, we need to do everything that we ever dreamed of doing and pull all the stops out, because if you're not going to do it in this lifetime, when you have all the experience and all the opportunities to create the life that you really want, why would they think that they're going to do it in the next lifetime? You know, you didn't do it here. Why would you do it there? And so, you know, pull the stops out and take care of yourself and be kind to yourself and really use the title. How would love respond? Well, love would want me to have everything I wanted to experience in life and all the joy, because it's not just our birthright to have everything we want and the experiences we want. It's also our obligation, because we're supposed to make the best out of ourselves so we can inspire other people that they can have the best and show them how to do it.
Thank you so much for joining. What a great way to end that show. Thank you so much for joining us here today. And I want to thank all of the listeners for supporting the Dr. Pat Show. We have got lots to bring to you, including our Gift Today program. Jurek Ashley, as we say on the show, you rock.
Thank you, Dr. Pat.
Or we'll see everyone next week right here on VoiceAmerica.com.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.